Hello?
Hi, this is Brittany returning your call with customer service. Can I have a zip code to better assist you, please?
33150.
And can I have that first and last name, please?
First name is Lanica. Last name is Shuler, Shuler.
And you said that zip code was 33150?
Correct.
All right, now I'm not seeing an account with that name. Can I ask what you've ordered?
Okay, I had got the free sample, and I wanted to make sure that they cancel this order before 30 days so I don't get billed.
Okay, now what was the product?
Celeryxin, Celaryn.
Okay, now I'm not seeing that as one of our products.
Okay, your phone number on the box is on the contain is on the container with the pills in it.
Yes, I understand. Now we service several different products and we have product pages that have different numbers, but I'm not seeing that on our product page.
But it has your number.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. But, we have a product page that we look for, and if we don't pull up an account, we go to the product page and look for any names of the products that could be available, and I don't see that or a number for that one.
So what is this? I mean, but why would they put your number on? That's what I don't understand.
I'm not sure. We're a third-party customer service that services
several
different
products. They said if you
have a
customer service, call this number.
I
understand.
Well,
who do I call?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't see that that product with us.
Is there a supervisor there?
I'm sorry?
Is there a supervisor there?
Well, if I can't pull up an account, I'm not able to transfer to a supervisor.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Brittany.
Okay. I'll call back and ask for a supervisor. Or I'll call corporate. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer.